Hi, my name is TK Glizette.
Yo, yo, it's your boy, Cesar Don Cesare. And I'm sipping the best tea in the city. On the streets, on the air.
I can tell you right now, the students like flight LC. There's red eyes. Because somebody is straight from the studio. Cesar.
Timer.
Good morning. Or should always, does it feel like afternoon?
It feels like morning and afternoon at the same time.
Welcome to the show, my brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nisa. What happened? You gave a boy a name.
Yeah.
And West a last name. Was Susama alphabets. What changed on the pronunciation? Who did much?
Hey, creativity. You can't fight the creative juice of a young man.
Yeah.
You allow him to make it, rather fit closer to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he did, man. He came, he said, Ikamala
Kunkulego. Yes.
Babalo.
Yeah.
Niza.
Yes.
And when he was looking for his stage name, this is a long time ago.
Okay.
I mean,
like how far back? Do you remember, Cesar?
Yeah, I was 16.
16. How old are you now?
23.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And?
So he grew up in this thing, you know?
Yeah.
From the day he was born.
Yeah. I mean, mom, you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So from the first, I mean, when he wanted to do this thing, he said, okay, your stage name? He came back, I'm Cesar Liza.
He was a hip hop star at that time.
Oh, okay.
Cesar Liza. What is that? I'm
Cesar Liza.
Jesus. Doing this.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And then, of course, he matured over time, and I'm sure he'll tell his own story.
Of course.
And then I think when he started going into, Afrobeats?
Yeah.
Yeah, he then, you know, of course, inspired by different artists who have worked with his mom, his kid, and all of that.
Yeah.
Because he always wanted to appeal.
Yes.
Not only
beyond the borders.
Exactly.
He's
always been his dream.
Yeah.
And I always said to him, hey, Mchana, you can't be a star in Soweto. We have done this thing of Soweto.
Yeah.
With Mzegezeg and Tembisa.
It
can't work. You know? If you have to, the world is becoming smaller. And you'll have to compete at that level.
Sure.
And he had to find himself over time, you know.
How do you advise him without, what's the word, casting fear?
Yeah.
Because remember, you come from a culture and a background that limited you.
Yeah, of course.
And some of those limits can't help but give you a little bit of fear and apprehension about certain things. How did you then stop yourself from saying, ish, be scared or, you know, because sometimes as fathers, we tend to do that. Or as parents, we tend to do that. We bring our own inhibitions and we pass it on.
I think from when they were 2 years, I mean, no, three. He was three, his brother was... Or he was three, his brother was two.
Mm-hmm.
I always taught them that there should be an open communication at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know where we come from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To show respect, you have to look down. And for me, over time, that shows fear. It shows.
Especially being exposed to the corporate world and when in the political space.
You see?
Yeah.
So from the onset, I made them feel like they're part of a conversation. I wanted to hear their views.
You wanna tell me, Kutunkulego looks at you dead in the eye and speaks to you?
Yeah, he does.
No.
With respect, though.
Of course,
Of course, as Lalpe. But it doesn't necessarily mean they must not speak their
minds,
raise their views, because we also learn from our kids.
Yeah.
We didn't have that space.
Sure.
Our dad never really had time to spend with us for different reasons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whether they were mine workers, whether they were wherever.
Yeah.
But we have to do it differently for them to flourish and for them to reach their full potential.
Of course.
They have to believe in themselves. And it starts at home. I mean, it must start with you.
Exactly.
As a dad. And I think
the first university a child attends is home.
I always say to him, there will not be any other guy who wants him to do better than me.
Of course.
It's only me who wants to see him doing better than I've done.
That's right.
Any other person, including his brother, also, you know, exactly. A man wants to do better than any other guy.
Yeah.
But I want them to see.
Surpass you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think he gets it.
All right.
I think.
Let's ask him if he gets it.
Yeah.
So, your parents, Dantla, TK, music icons, right? And you enter in this space, chances are they did say a few things about the bad of the industry. And you still went for it?
I don't know. I don't want it to seem cliche.
Yeah.
But I think the way my storyline and my the way it was all, how I grew up, it felt like it was covering me for this, to be honest.
So, okay.
But in different ways though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I remember my dad taking me to just be a cast on Zahara's video.
Yeah.
I remember my mother shooting a video of me in high school and be like, I need you to dance for them. They want to see you. You know?
Mm.
And I was just dancing and all of like people, like the celebrities would be like, he's something about him.
Yeah. It's natural. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember my mother with me in high school, you know, a very shy kid, by the way. So the only way I used to express myself was through music and dancing. So I used to be very quiet. Like my dad would be like, and just to go back to what he was speaking about, I used to look down in general. So I was scared. So I used to just, you know.
Yeah, your reason for looking down was different.
Like I was shy, but my dad used to be like, dude, what's wrong with you? I was like, yo, see now, like, you know, you know, like, tell me how you're feeling, you know, because I did bad in a school grade.
Okay.
I wasn't the best school. I wasn't an A student. Of course, I was passing.
Yeah.
To clarify that, but. Yeah. I wasn't the best, so because I remember the first time, because I started off as a rapper.
Yeah.
I remember knocking into my dad. Dad, this is what I can do, you know? Like, okay, cool. And I was doing many other things. I used to, like, design clothes.
Yes.
Like, you know, all these things.
So artistic, you're expressing your artistic self. Yeah, yeah.
But I had missed a bit of school, and he's like, oh, okay, no, not to discriminate anything, but he's like, fair to, it's either you're going to be in my office or you're going to cut my grass.
Ach.
Yeah, well, if you don't do the school thing. And that thing, till today,
it still rings, eh?
Zulimahala, yeah, well. Not good to
I hear you. The context, you know, is very clear.
Yeah. It's a two-way street. If I'll teach, in general, if you don't work, you know. So those are the things that...
It's either you're going to be your own boss or you're going to be my slave.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. How old... Do you remember how old you were when you had this?
I was 12. I was grade 6.
TK now and Donna at 12, you're throwing such hard lessons, bruh. Ay, a woman, daughter. No, what you are.
I think, I don't know. I think I've learned from my dad, you know, my stepfather.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My stepfather was an amazing chap.
Yes.
He taught me things when I was very young. A mine worker, was a unionist,
okay,
was an academic.
Yeah.
The difficult times.
Yes.
But he taught me that, hey, chief, straight talk, man to man. You know?
How young were you? Do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, this is in the 83s or so. I'm young, dog.
What is the age then? 12 as well?
No, maybe I'm younger.
Younger?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I'm 10. Oh no, even 8.
Wow.
Yeah? Mfethu, focus. This is life thing is not easy. And I think it molded me to be the man that I am today. Understanding that easy come, easy go.
Was it harsh for you when you heard it at the time?
No, I think at the beginning maybe because I was judging him. He was their father.
And there's also the biological chemistry is not as natural, right?
You know? But I got to understand that, in fact, this guy was brought to God, by God to me, you know. Because he really molded me to be a focused guy, a guy who's patient, a guy who understands that easy come, easy goes, a guy who understands life, a guy who understands human beings. Because I lived with different people from all walks of life, from a Kasi to a mine. You know,
to the legislature.
Exactly. When we grew up, tribalism was the order of the day.
That's right.
He taught me why I shouldn't believe in those things. Just mokule kasu se klasin, and then those things were emphasized when you're a closer boy. But into umtu, I'm umlungi afani. So everybody's scared to be closer because of that.
And yashashai.
Uyang sashashai. Yeah, and that thing is made to be the thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course. I mean.
Yeah.
And then Mao Shangan, I'm so mutopilai. You're not a human being. I'm a Shangan. I'm saying tribalism was the only thing.
Exactly. The stereotypes.
Exactly. So in class, and I know there's courses here, I'd stand up alone or two of us. Yeah? Because I was taught from a young age, never ever be scared of who you are and what you're about.
Yeah.
And over time, those things died, you know. Nkuluma like us. I mean, I'm not talking to a person who's from the Eastern Cape.
Sure.
Who grew up in that environment.
Yeah.
But Mpuma like us, you know how it was. Unless it's careless, I'm a cause. Unless there is.
That's right.
But Mpuma, the school is dominated by Zulus. It's a different environment.
Yeah.
You have to survive.
You have to adapt.
So I was taught, that before, adapt. So I learned to speak the truth to my kids at a young age, even when they don't want to hear it.
And give me one lesson over and above the office paradigm that you were given. I'm sure there are other lessons from your dad that you still remember them. And when they landed, they were harsh, but damn, today you see the fruits of it.
Okay. I think just the reality of what you gave to the world, what you sacrifice, for however great you want to become, you need those sleepless nights. You need those grumpy mornings.
Yeah.
You know, those feeling like that moment you think this is the breaking point.
Yeah.
This is about to break.
Yeah. And it's easy to give up at that point, right?
Yes.
And those words come back.
Yeah, so that separates good from great.
Shh.
You know? I've seen my dad come back home at 3:30 or 4 in the morning, 7 is out in the gym. You know? I'm still trying to adjust to that.
How do you sleep 3 hours, bruh?
Like, and then you're in the news in the morning. You see, comrades.
But at what time?
How do you address and very
sober, clean, clear,
you know, no many things, you know. So work ethic.
Yeah.
That's I'm learning it every day. I'm better than I was before yesterday. We're just getting there, you know. So I think, but a lesson that I've learned I think I'm learning lessons every day, to
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah.
I'm learning lessons every day. I can't pick one, but it's just different ones. Whether it's socially, whether it's work-wise, I'm learning every day.
Money lesson. Because I'm in Isaka. Don't know you ask now. Yeah? How is Isaka Pela?
Yeah? To be honest, and I'm not even speaking for him, he honestly told me to never live beyond my means. He told me at a very young age, actually.
Yeah.
And as if we went into it wrong.
Like, I'm on a good time.
Then I had this room. No, but yeah.
Yeah.
He told me at such a young age, and that lesson has actually helped me in everything.
Yeah.
Mokchola.
Yeah.
Machita. I'm not the first one to say, hey. Never live beyond my means, because always know the reality of your situation. Don't put yourself under pressure. Not for a woman, not for a machita. Know your finances. Know where you stand. Know how to survive.
Yeah.
Not to say, ish, magne flop. And then you keep a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Don't tatazel.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to keep
people out of I want to go in the content of land. Then it's Imali, Iponas.
Yeah.
Because I made Yako.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you've been to go to.
Not Lilin.
Yeah. This is why I buy.
I have this sometimes. Yeah? I have this. If you just tuned in, I'm with TK Ngiza. You know him. And of course, man, the man who's just basically just taking over the airwaves with this big song, 6 a.m. Isaka. I'm talking about the Caesar, and they're here. And we're celebrating Father's Month. And not only that, we're celebrating him as the youth of today. Car 959 on the street, on the air. Like I said, TK and the son, Caesar, are here. And like I said, we're celebrating the young man. When I first spoke about Isaka, luckily, something said, go and check YouTube. 7 days in, 3.7 million views. I'm sure now it has doubled because it's 2 weeks in, right? And this is a once in a moment or once in a lifetime where you have success such as this, when a song hits and somehow it resonates across genres, across genders, across age groups. When you saw that, Caesar, what happened to you? What was your first reaction? Was your first reaction dad? Was your first reaction mom? Was your first reaction ever fed? Spopil.
I don't think I've reacted to the song.
Is it? Zero. Still.
I don't know. I'm just working so much.
Yeah.
That I don't think I've taken it in.
Ah, I see. You're still cooking.
I think that's the thing.
Yeah, I'm still cooking.
I'm thinking about the album. I'm thinking about DJing. I'm thinking about performing and putting a show for my supporters.
Yeah.
How do I make it the best? But I think I did have a moment with myself, though.
Mm.
Yeah, that's who I had a moment with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've taken it in. I'm just being honest. I'd rather be honest than tell you.
I like that.
I think I've taken it in with myself. A few moments like here and there, that one, 2 minutes you have in your room to be like, oh God, you know, I think I shed a tear. I spoke to God and I thank him all the time before my performances. After my performances.
And that state that can't help but, you know, help you stay grounded, isn't it?
So I don't know if I've taken it in, but
Allow me. I want to go to a place which might be a bit uncomfortable to talk about.
Okay.
But it is your experience. Two of your favorite people decide not to be together anymore. Take me through that. As a son, does it leave you with guilt? What does it do? And that second to that question is, you'd stay with Dad, right? Is he better now than before in terms of his presence to you and your brother?
Yes. It's a weird thing. I don't know. I think maybe the emotion that I had is pain.
Yeah.
You know, pain. Pain and I think, but what that situation taught me is how to adjust, you know?
Adapt
and adjust to the reality of your situation. I was closer to my mother growing up because of time. I think she had a bit more time than my dad.
Sure.
And actually, you know, during the week, we're more open. You have time. So she, I think, had a lot of time for me.
Yeah, because then she'll be busy on weekends.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and here and there she'd take me. My father, it was a touch and go. You know, work,
Yeah, yeah.
And then here and there, maybe if you go on holiday.
Yes, then you get to see him relax.
Connect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you do well in school this term or not? So now I'm 18. Ish.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 17, turning 18 towards end of matric, but the situation happens when I'm starting matric. You know?
And that's a hard year.
It's crazy. Yeah. A lot of pressure.
Yes.
Also, I have four. It's my brother after me, and it's what. So you never want to like.
And you are big brother. You better act right.
You know?
I don't have 5 kids. What do you mean?
No, not you. No. I'm saying my brother and my cousin.
Oh, okay.
No, not 5 kids.
Clarify, chief, clarify.
Because now I'm making it. Please clarify this.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of cousins I'm a first grandkid.
Yeah.
You know? So I have that pressure. I'm the first grandkid who's in matric.
Yeah.
You know? And, okay. Whatever, things happen, things are written.
Yes.
You know? But, you know, I don't think I was affected by that. I knew it's real when I was called to a room, you know?
Oh, they both called you?
Yeah. You know? It's like, hey, dog.
Who's speaking?
I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was both of them.
Yeah.
Of course, they were sugarcoating stuff. You know?
Yeah, Pella, hey, you must lend it softly, hey.
Yeah, it must lend soft.
It's not easy.
But the problem with me, I just know, like, I have it.
Your senses told you.
Honest.
Yeah.
You know, it was tough for me. It was tough. Because I knew my reality is changing.
Yeah.
And that pain was just bad because I had this whole perfect scenario.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Yeah. So basically, they're changing your dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not. But going back to your second question, following that up, yeah. It made me crazy. Like it made me more. I don't know.
Made you more what? You wanted to work harder? What? It made you want to focus more to the books? What? Or were you back to looking down again?
No.
Okay.
It made me like a aggressive, but in a good way.
Oh.
It made me just, you know, instead of, and like when you go on Monday to school, everyone's telling you about the papers, everyone's like, are you okay? Like, you know, that extra attention. And
yes,
I hate that. Like,
yes.
I hated that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
And me like, that I told me, and I always come up. I always come up. Like,
this man is aware.
I always come up. Like, yeah. Always. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But it's those small moments in my life that just make me want to go.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like that's.
Did you feel like something is pushing you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I always viewed music as also, and I don't think my dad knows, but I always have this one day, I'm gonna ask my mother, my father. Like I always felt like I'm gonna bring them back together, but not like literally.
Physically, yeah.
But like in a way of like this is your product, you know?
And this is exactly what you're doing, by the way.
And not now. I think it's very early. But I'm just saying, I always felt.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yabona manga tuna
jiding. Yeah.
Yo, he peg, like, he moved. Like, I was, like, that's why I used to watch things like Empire.
Oh, yeah.
I used to see myself as, oh, mama, oh, baba. Hear me, man. Like, you know, one day in one concert, maybe we're in Madison Square Garden.
Ach!
1 hour DJ, 1 hour performance.
Yes.
Don Cesario.
Ouch.
Caesar.
Ouch.
TK and Kanka. They did. Oh, and that one day. Oh. I'm joking, but like.
That's a dream right there. And when it happens, you know what? I'm going to play this clip. I'm like, boom, Caesar. You spoke it and it happened. TK,
yeah.
Were you deliberate or did you change your schedule after the fact so that you can be more present? Because he does say you became more available.
Look, I mean, I think it goes without saying. There are a number of factors that pushes you to be present.
Yeah.
One, of course, a person that you were with, that you trusted, is not there. So you have a responsibility to be there for your kid.
Yeah.
But second, I think I was motivated by the fact that my biological father was never there for me. So I know what it does to a kid.
Mm.
You know, you hold
grudges.
A grudge. That,
the anger that doesn't just end.
It was so in time, Ellen, JBM Shop, but you still like...
you still have baby boy issues.
I could not allow my kids to go through that.
Amen.
But I still had a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
You know?
Over and above family.
Yeah. I was getting more responsibilities. More responsibilities. More responsibilities. And I think God works in mysterious ways.
Mm.
After the elections, and I see my son last year going through a lot.
Yeah.
In Tanya Kula. You know? Goes through a lot. I'm like, is Alasan? Dean, I see you have a dark cloud. You know you can see your son.
Yeah, right?
Like, you know, he's got a drive like you see him.
Yeah.
Like him fit. I'm like, okay.
For what? Because we've got, I've got the money. You are covered.
But he's a driven boy.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a kid that has got a drive.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So he's got a drive. He wants to make it.
Mm.
And that's how I've always taught them. You know, I can only do so much.
Yeah, yeah.
If
I can push you to this level.
Yeah, if I can drive.
From then on, it's on your own. Yeah.
If I can drive a Porsche, I don't mind driving a Mercedes Benz so that I can afford to take you to school.
Mm.
So that I can afford to, but do the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see him around July, September, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's something wrong with my son.
There's an aura, yeah, yeah, that you don't like. Yeah.
As he walks in and out, I'm like, I'm missing something.
And you can only see that if you're present, eh?
Exactly. It's like I'm missing something. Because I see the younger brother is, you know, bubbly and all of that. This one, and I know him.
Yeah.
And he's not even talking.
Hmm.
And that's why you must talk to your kids, because yeah, that's when they become suicidal. That's when, and he's got everything, but he doesn't have his own fulfillment. He doesn't have his own joy.
I hear you.
He's not finding himself because
I hear you. Oh,
that space
that's powerful.
Is not open.
That's,
you know,
powerful.
So you open that space. And I speak to him. I'm like, you know, he says, hey, man, now I want to see myself doing this thing. I don't see myself doing any other thing except this thing.
Hmm.
Fast forward. Elections happen.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happens. I'm redeployed.
Mm-hmm.
And I go home. I look at him. And I say, it's your time. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what?
It's your time. Do it.
Let me focus on you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know? I've always focused on my organization.
Yeah.
I've always focused on people.
Yeah.
I've always worked with people.
Yeah.
But I think it's your time. And I'm not going to look back because I know you have it in you.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah?
Mm.
And I think it's the best feeling ever, man.
Yeah.
And I think,
you gave yourself permission.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah,
I can't sit at home and say, but ANC is a collective organization. How does it change its own principles? It has to be time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to give it to my son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I was one man who was never going to be angry for seeing things that are foreign happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I was supposed to be the one that says, why is this happening? And my life has always been like that.
Yeah.
Every 10 years, there's always a shift.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You'd know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's always a big shift. And it's how I take it and how I interpret it, which becomes important. And that's why I've always said to them, I said, Mban. And the day I came from Luthuli House,
yeah,
I looked at him and said, I think I should do something different. Of course, continue with my work.
Yes.
I never stop.
Yeah.
Of course, continue to what I do, which is to serve the people of this country. But I think I'm told to do something, and I think it's you, and this is where he is. And by the way, I'm just behind him and giving him support, creativity, everything that you see, it's him. Yeah?
You're just there as a support system.
Giving support, giving guidance, making sure the contracts are right, making sure that...
Yes, yes.
You know...
From your experience, yeah.
Exactly. But also how to move, making sure that the supporting structure is proper.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just have... and booking agents who believe the manager. He doesn't have a manager who believes... can write a strategy that talks,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
to, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
making sure that you have the best teams, not only in South Africa, but in the world.
I like that.
So you see him breaking through. It's not by mistake. You see him making noise in UK, United States, the whole of Africa. It's
not there's by a mistake. Talk coming up.
Exactly.
I want us to talk about that after this.
Hi, my name is TK Gruza.
Yo, yo, it's your boy, Cesar Don Cesare.
Cesar Don Cesare.
And I'm sipping the best tea in the city. On the streets, on the air.
Wow, what a great interview, Sherman, father and son. This is amazing. This is so amazing. I'm loving all these life lessons TK has, like, given to the son. We as Anjuguti know Shem ufundile umfana from his dad. It's such a great thing. Thanks for this interview. Come through, Machita.
Hey, Prachi. I would like to say, Mr. TK, for it's a good thing because of what umfundisa kazali umfundisi pate when agule industry we are going music now gonna like the quickest now is doing the best and I'm not in Lula wena, to be honestly much. I know when Bogut yes record but this guy is doing good, man. So God bless, man. God bless the encouragement akunya izwa now is too good. Zababong abaganiza man. Doing a great one. Nagwabanya man.
Nasiabong. Caesar, you are leaving as early as next week to where?
I'm leaving now after this interview.
With Tempi's passport?
Yeah.
Where are
you? In Tanzania, East Africa.
Yes.
I was last there, 2021. Mm. They actually embraced me. I think more than my country.
Mm.
That's what my first blow up is, actually.
Is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
More than my country, or rather, more my first acknowledgement.
Yeah.
East Africa embraced me more than Southern Africa.
Sure.
A lot of my numbers came from there coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, now it's like in Twembu, but.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be 4 years since I've been there. Kenya, my first sold-out show. I've never had a sold-out show.
And this, like, is in Kenya? Show,
I'm not talking about...
Being on a lineup.
No.
I'm
the...
You're a headliner.
I'm partnering with my guys in Kenya.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be crazy.
And then Europe?
We're still heading there. Europe. Okay, so I'm doing East Africa this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Next week I'm doing West Africa, Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
and Ghana.
Uh-huh.
And then first week after Durban, July, I'm heading straight to the UK.
Mm.
UK. It's going to be an incredible time.
Sure.
leading up to the album.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Yes.
When are we expecting this album?
August, September. I'm still trying to figure out, but I think September. But maybe a new single in August.
Yeah.
Maybe something next month too.
Yeah.
So come on. But yeah, definitely a full body of work is going to drop. Its name is Nkulunkulu. My name is Nkululeko.
Yes.
But I cut it in half. Mm. Growing up, you know. But at the same time, it's like freedom. Nkululeko, freedom.
Yeah.
But it's like Nkulunkulu is God.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a mixture of so many things in one.
Yeah, yeah.
So Nkulunkulu is the name of my album. It's big, but it's God, but it's freedom, but it's music.
Sure.
You know, it's big.
It's big.
Yeah.
And done. TK, I'm looking at you, Caesar, speak, ne? I ain't telling you, ne?
I on.
I know. I said, I'm going to try to comment on it because I'm keeping
it.
My sister, when I get a pressure, go away. Tell me, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
Kaysa is God.
Uyangawe, ngizwa ngikhuluma ngani.
Mean,
Caesar, we celebrate you.
Thank you.
May this be the not only the first conversation, but one of many.
Yeah.
Please go travel the world. Come back, tell us more about it. Mm. When the album drops, the door is open. Please come. Let's do a listening session on air. Mm. Expose your people to the music. And what I'm talking about, I've done it so many a times with your dad, with his previous artists. It's very important that you do that. It makes not only your music accessible, it adds to the layers that sometimes we listen to the lyrics, but it's better when we listen to you explaining the lyrics. And we connect more to the songs. Like you just said, why you call the album Mkulukulu. It's not just only about God. It's about freedom and all of that. That story is very, very important. So we celebrate you. Happy Youth Month. May you grow and carry this baton and flag higher and higher and higher. We celebrate you, my brother.
Thank you so much. I just want to thank every single person, every soul who's played my first single, this saga, of my album Mkulukulu. A lot is to come. This is the beginning of my journey. And I just want to say thank you. And Mkulukulu, the album, is coming.
Yeah.
This is world music. This is global music.
Yeah.
Three-step Afro House.
Also.
To the world, Caesar, to the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you. TK, happy Father's Day, man. Happy Father's Month. And thank you for also being exemplary about being present. About what present fatherhood is about.
Che Guevara says family is a basic unit of society.
Yeah.
Fathers play a critical role in building that family.
Yeah.
So for us to have a stable society, we need present fathers.
That's right.
So without doubt, I want to encourage every father, everyone who wants to be a father.
Any man who has made a baby.
Yeah. Even if you feel your woman is pushing your way, you gotta
fight to be there.
You have to, because
thank you.
The kid does not know the politics. It's only you know the politics. The kid will find out over time what are the politics.
That's right.
But you also don't influence the kid against the mother. You just play your role as a father. Tibos, thanks, Otiam.
God bless. Keep shining.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.